Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people would agree that promoting strong economic development and maintaining high quality of life are complementary efforts, which is why our next guest believes that it's very important to build trust between, for example, business and conservation relationships. Ashley Demosthenes is president and CEO of the Lowcountry Land Trust based in Charleston, and today she's in our studio. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
First of all, tell us about your organization.
Sure. We got started about 32 years ago working in land conservation in the Charleston region and have since expanded out to 17 counties across the coastal plain.
Trust between business and your organization, it probably has to be one of the most, in the nonprofit world, adversarial relationships that you hear about is business versus conservation or environmentalists. How do you build that trust?
Well, I think our success is based in identifying shared values. What do we all care about? And truly, what we come to is quality of life. And that's not exclusive to conservation or business. We need both to have a thriving community. So we've worked together very deliberately and intentionally to find those areas of common ground and have been quite successful and have formed deeper partnerships than I ever thought we would. And I think that we're getting away from that traditional us versus them perspective as well. I'm seeing a whole lot more collaboration going on now than ever before.
Can you give us some real world examples?
Be happy to. Probably one of the most well known is the work that the Lowcountry Land Trust and its partners did with the Boeing Company on their wetlands mitigation project around the Charleston Airport, which resulted in over 4,000 acres of conserved land, all of which will be open to the public. Another really good one is with the Ports Authority, whereby they contributed a fund to conserve lands within the historic Cooper River Corridor as part of their harbor deepening project.
And one of the big corporate developments in your area now, Volvo.
Correct. So that's another example of another major manufacturer moving to the region and providing good jobs and economic growth, but also recognizing the strong connection to natural resources that we have here. So Volvo worked with a group of conservation organizations to conserve a little over 3,000 acres of land in the Four Holes Swamp watershed.
And I guess in these particular examples, Volvo, Boeing, you reach out to them when they are first announced that they are coming, or once they've made the decision, do the local economic developers introduce them to you?
It happens both ways. So we have a good relationship with the Department of Commerce, and the Department of Commerce will reach out to conservation organizations as a gateway, truly, for what are the kinds of projects that these companies should be looking at when they are needing to seek a permit for filling wetlands or whatnot for the expansion or establishment of their facility. In some cases, we are approached very, very early on, and that is exactly what Boeing did, the port, and Volvo.
And then how does an organization like yours get out into the community so the business community as a whole gets to know your types of organizations a little bit better to build that trust?
That's a great question. We do it in a few ways. One is that we developed very deliberately a group called the Business Leadership Council with executives and CEOs from major corporations in the area that have a regional focus and really want to dig deeply into how do we plan for the region, how do we plan for everybody to thrive, including conservation and business development. So it's a wonderful group of individuals, and we meet quarterly. The other group that we have formed is known as the Flourish Council, and that is a group that is really focused on how can we all work together to flourish, and it's comprised primarily of small business. They work with us on unique and creative ways to build awareness and involve the employees of companies in conservation. So we have a strong volunteer program where we get people out onto the land and get their boots muddy and their hands dirty working in the field. And that's a really rewarding experience for employees of companies and volunteers in general.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for taking the time to make a trip to Columbia and stop by our studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ashley Demosthenes is president and CEO of the Lowcountry Land Trust. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.